NPR's Peter Sagal discovered Kurt Vonnegut's books as a teenager, but only really appreciated them as an adult.
As a teenager, I was an avid consumer of a particular genre of mass-market paperback books. These books tended to have colorful covers featuring pictures of outer space, alien creatures, and attractive women wearing very little clothing. So the main appeal of a particular book I found, The Sirens of Titan, was that it featured two out of the three. Here's a hint. No aliens. It was not what I expected. Among other things, the sirens of the title, featured provocatively on the cover, turned out, in the story itself, to be fake. A group of statues used to entice people. People like me. So instead of spaceships and naked women, I encountered Kurt Vonnegut and his ideas, such as the suggestion that the entire span of human history was manipulated by an alien race, the Tralfamadorians, to deliver a spare part to a stranded messenger. That message, the single word, greetings. Oh, I said. I read more Vonnegut. In fact, I read all of Vonnegut. I always loved the science fiction aspect of his work. In fact, when I first read Slaughterhouse-Five, with its story of Billy Pilgrim, survivor of the Dresden firebombing, who ends up being abducted by those self-same Tralfamadorians, I was with it the whole way. He was kept in an alien zoo with a fantastically beautiful movie star named Montana Wildhack, who's naked. Cool, said my 14-year-old self. I reread that book recently, at an advanced age, in fact, close to the age Vonnegut was when he wrote it, and it seemed quite different to me this time. Billy Pilgrim was not abducted by aliens. He didn't get to live in a comfortable zoo with a naked movie star. Like Vonnegut himself, he was a helpless witness to one of the great atrocities of the 20th century, and he did what any reasonable person would do in those circumstances. He went insane, which is an option that Vonnegut himself must have considered from time to time. His constant question, the thing that propelled his writing, was, what in the world do you do in the face of mechanized death, governments gone mad, corruption, evil? He often said that despite everything he had done, everything he had said and protested against, the only real reason we're on Earth is to, quote, fart around. He constantly dismissed the relevance of literature and once even tried to kill himself, presumably out of a sense of futility. I think about him a lot because these days my job, in a much more limited, much less ingenious way, is to make my own comments about current events, and I wonder if in the end, if Kurt Vonnegut dismissed the importance of even his own remarkable work, what in the world would he think of my little japes? But despite Vonnegut's constant threats to stop, he kept writing and kept talking and kept making his jokes right up until his death. It's as good an example as any until the aliens really do come. Greetings.
Peter Sagal is the host of NPR's news quiz, Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.